105 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Naturally, and of course, I'm very excited that it is Friday. But, Ox, next Friday, we'll be lying in a gutter somewhere, man. We'll be
I hope not.
Recovering from the beginning of a 4-day weekend.
Sure.
I'm certainly not taking Monday off, that's for sure. I want to assure you of that. I'll be here bright and early on Monday morning after Thanksgiving.
Of course.
But yeah, very much ready for the weekend now and then the very long weekend next weekend. Yes! Woohoo!
Only a 3-day work week.
Yes,
next
that
week
rules.
Is pretty great.
That rules.
On Fridays, we do our old request fest from 5 to 7.
We are looking for the loud stuff, the party music. It doesn't matter if it's not something you generally hear at 95 and a half. If we can find it and it's, just weird and loud, we'll do it.
When it comes around to Thanksgiving and Christmas, you get together with family.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
so. I thought it would be a good topic to ask you: who's the weirdest person in your family? Who's like the one that's going to cause the trouble?
Now, do you have someone weirder than you? I would imagine that's possible. Yeah, you have a bizarre job. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, no, I think for my family, it's probably me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's zero doubt that it's me. They're like, what is wrong with him? Who is he really related to?
There's really so much wrong. So we'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. I don't know if you saw this, but Dr. Ruth Westheimer, is still alive.
You call that living?
B, has been appointed as the loneliness ambassador for New York. The loneliness ambassador.
Oh, man. Whatever.
Super weird.
I don't even know what that means.
One American dollar
yes.
on the show today.
You're going to win a buck, I do believe.
Tickets for Disney.
That's right.
Over the holidays. And tickets for tomorrow night's home game for the Los Angeles Kings.
Yes.
On the way on 95.5 KLOS. One of my new favorites right there.
Yeah, right?
I love that.
It's so good. Royal Blood is who that is. It's called Pull Me Through. They recently tweeted that that song is ultimately about giving up on persevering alone, and finding strength and asking for help.
Nice.
To me, it just sounds like being cool because it's so good. And there's a Pull Me Through on KLOS. Are you ready to win some money, dude?
I am ready.
I need a dollar.
As long as it's only a dollar.
You know, we give away a lot of money here on the little KLOS thing, and I think it's time that you finally win some money, man.
All right.
I think it's only fair.
What is my category today?
Well, if you're looking to cheat anytime soon, these are the 10 most likely to be infidelity?
Yes.
Cities in the U.S.
Cities?
In the U.S., the uncuffing season is what Ashley Madison calls it. They have like 65 million users who were out to, you know, kind of mess around, maybe get a little on the side.
So this is the cities that it's easiest to do that?
That's where they happen the most, apparently, according to this. And this was from our friend Raul. He sent this, actually tweeted it earlier today.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I mean, they're like, okay, so if you happen to live in one of these 10 cities in the U.S., you're most likely going to be cheating. Are you more likely to? Or
I mean, I don't know that it's more likely, but...
one American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Well, if you spend one American dollar at Yamaha, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com. So the 10 cities, I got to say, they kind of make sense. Looking at the list, one of them is weird. Raul pointed out the strange one.
All right, I'm going to guess the given. This is one that if it's not on the list, now I doubt everything
right, exactly.
in my life.
This is always hard because you always think you got the winner right out the gate.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is absolutely on the list. So there you go. So you get 6 guesses to get 4 right.
Correct.
You are on your way to that one American dollar, my friend.
I'm going to say our city, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California is
what?
Not on the list. We're very good people here.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. Everyone in
LA. I'm going to go Miami.
Miami is number 1.
Yes.
Really? We should almost get a 0.5 for that. Yeah.
It's over Vegas.
Yeah, wow. We're Vegas. Yeah. Well, you know. I mean, it's at the beach. It's
yeah,
just a little
true.
More nudity there, or almost nudity. I don't know. It doesn't surprise me.
I would guess just because of the sheer amount of people on top of people on top of people, New York.
New York is
city.
Not on the list. I think it's because everybody's too uptight and you know, cold and miserable.
Well, that
That's
be.
My guess. I don't know.
I just figured with the sheer numbers, you would have to.
Yeah, it makes sense. Not on the list.
All right, so let's say San Francisco?
the San Francisco treat?
Son of a...
They're keeping it in their trousers there.
Wow. I'm running out of answers now. Hawaii, because you're on vacation.
Hawaii is a state, my friend.
Is you right?
It just turned it from a city into a state
when
recently.
Did that happen?
Yeah, it's very recent. But it used to be a city, but now it's a whole state. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it weird how that happens? And we're going to, the judges are saying just to overlook that one and just let you give another one.
Here. Oh, okay, because that's that one doesn't not count. Either.
I would love to give you a buzzer sound.
Man,
sound.
Man. You've given me a lot of buzzer sounds.
Three. Exactly. Actually, I have one more. I guess you can't really do it at this
Chicago?
Time. Chicago, that toddling town.
Wow.
All right, so number 10 is Pittsburgh.
What?
Number 9 is Buffalo. Number 8 is St. Paul.
All cold places.
Yeah, you're right.
What?
Number 7 is Minneapolis. So that's, I guess that's one city, really, when you get down to it. Cincinnati. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Who's this from?
Is number 6. Ashley Madison.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 65 million users who hook up. The whole thing is, hey, would you like to have an affair is what you click through on first? Or would you like to meet discreetly with someone in Tampa at number 5? Vegas is number 4. Atlanta is number 3. Orlando is number 2. Miami
Orlando
is number 1. And the one that our pal Raul, who sent this, or tweeted this earlier today, said, what? Bakersfield is down at number 16.
What?
I just said, I think there's probably nothing else to do in Bakersfield. That's my guess.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Friday!
Got the old Request Fest coming up on the way at 5 o'clock. Did you know that sex expert Dr. Ruth Westheimer was still alive?
No, I did not. Wow, I thought she died in the 80s.
And now she is New York State's honorary ambassador to loneliness.
What does that mean exactly? I don't know. No,
I assume it means she's going to help support people who are lonely.
Okay, like go over and show them how to do stuff together?
I'm not sure. That's why we fired up the Heineken 00 hotline.
No.
To talk to Dr. Ruth herself.
The one and only Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
Good morning, good evening, Karen Schlagel. Pleasure to talk to you.
How old are you now, if you don't mind us asking?
Hold on. Carry the one, baby. 114 years old.
And do you still think about sex a lot? Because, you know, back in the 80s, you were the...
Every day, every moment of every day I think about sex. I slather my here with male Viagra to keep them perky in my old age. I call my cousin Rodney Bingenheimer and have him give me pet talk about how to stay amorous.
Sure.
Sexy in my extended age, because he's been doing it. You've worked with my cousin, Rodney Bingenheimer, haven't you?
A little bit.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
Sexy man.
It's very sexy.
I've always felt that way.
Agreed.
Yes, yeah.
By the way, we just played a song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we were talking about it before we went on. What was your story about Anthony Kiedis?
What a swansucker that guy had. I'll tell you that. They were on the Blood Sugar Sex Magic Tour.
Right.
And they came to Stuttgart. And I ordered them, please, Chad, Anthony, they put it in my hole. I got Eiffel Towered by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What did it all happen at once?
Yeah, the whole band.
Wow.
Flea played the bass on my butt. And I said, that's my tippet.
All right.
All right, let's get back to...
What does New York State's honorary ambassador to loneliness mean?
Social isolation is the biggest problem, probably unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem for the public in New York City.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they called me Dr. Weisheimer, and they said, would you help us deal with loneliness? I said, of course.
So,
there are many things you can do if you're by yourself to prevent loneliness, anxiety, and negative feelings.
Okay, like what?
If you get lonely, you may be tempted to watch pornography and play with yourself. Be careful. Masturbation can be healthy, but too much is not a good thing.
Okay.
You can end up with a big, haggard, war-torn looks like a old droopy dog's face. Or a swastika that looks like half-eaten salami.
Half-eaten?
Yes, use something, a good lubricant with hamacin and lanolin, perhaps mayonnaise of some sort.
Mayonnaise?
Turtle wax gives you a nice luster.
Well, listen, you're giving us a lot to think about today.
Yes.
And we're very.
A lot of penny for your thoughts.
Yes. Yes. It seems like you are the right person, Dr. Ruth.
Yes, and thank you for all your help through the years. You've pulled me through some tough times and made me quite ill.
I remember that time, 1993, you were interviewing Soundgarden at Kill Rock, and you had a bad interview, and you came over to my house, and I b***ed you.
I remember that well. That was phenomenal.
Logan would give me the slow b***.
Okay, we gotta go.
Thank you. Good luck on your new gig.
Good luck, Dr. Ruth.
It's those knee pads, boys. Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy Friday, man.
It is Friday.
I'm so happy about that. I can't stand it.
Next week is a short week because of Thanksgiving.
Even better.
And we'd like to talk about crazy family members.
Yeah, because you probably got some coming your way.
These are the ones that make, in my opinion, make life worth living. I love crazy people.
Yep.
I don't see it as a distraction. I see it as the main attraction.
Couldn't agree more, actually.
Love it.
Yeah.
There was a list of these on BuzzFeed. A great uncle of mine, he spent his life running a candy cart at carnivals and trying to do magic for kids that never ended up working out. He also showed up at Thanksgiving every year, regardless of whose house we used it at. And they can't figure out how he did that.
How he knew where they were going to be?
How he found out whose house it was at.
They were kind of trying to avoid him?
Yes.
Ah, come on.
My aunt would show up and during Thanksgiving dinner would begin to paint her fingernails.
I think I could do without that kind of...
That's so great. Because it just takes everybody a minute.
They're like,
one person's looking, and then somebody else is... And then it's sort of like somebody has to say something, but who? I love it. I love it so much. 818-955-KLOS. You have a crazy person in your family.
Who is the craziest person in your family?
Correct. My great aunt. We have to go to her house for Thanksgiving. Her home is plastered with professional portraits of her and her dogs dressed up in coordinating outfits.
I approve of that. I think that's odd. I like it.
This is my favorite. Caught a monkey in the forest. My uncle caught a monkey in the forest, brought it to Thanksgiving, and treated it like his kid.
Now you're talking.
Right?
That's the uncle I want.
That's the fun right there.
He's a monkey's uncle.
Guy.
Yeah, man.
My aunt accused me of stealing her spices when I went to visit her for Thanksgiving a few years ago. It's since become a running joke with the rest of my family.
I still have your pepper.
What is up with that? And this guy sort of lost it, and this is what we might get more from our listeners. 818-955-KLOS. He smashed the heirloom china while raving that Richard Nixon, who is no longer even alive, had poisoned his medication.
Oh.
That was an interesting Thanksgiving.
That would be a very interesting Thanksgiving. I wonder what Thanksgiving with Jed the Fish would be like. You know?
Yeah, well, it would be just as crazy as what we're talking about.
He just posted a bunch of pictures of what he's doing these days, and it's really weird. You should find him on social media, Jed the Fish, and look at that guy and think bringing him to your Thanksgiving party.
Right, that guy has a family.
Ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the weirdest.
So who's that guy in your family? 818-955-KLOS.
Circle the wagons. The crazy family members are headed our way for Thanksgiving. I run! Hide!
There's always that person that makes the holiday worth it.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
I just love crazy people. Who's the crazy person in your family?
Well, I got two sisters. They're both in Arizona. One was trying to help the other one out. She went and took a bath out in the swimming pool, you know, got naked, and she's like, you know, over 300.
She went out to the swimming pool to have her bath.
Yes.
Wow.
And they called my other sister and said, could you come please take her away?
Come get the sister.
Wow.
That is a Thanksgiving that I think I would enjoy.
I would love that Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy. I haven't seen her in years.
So jealous.
But your neighbors sure saw her. Every bit of her.
Yeah. More than they wanted to.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's the crazy person in your family?
Oh, well, other than myself, my tia Trini, my auntie.
Why? What's her deal?
Her deal was that we were once watching TV, we were watching the news, and she came out on the news, and she was being arrested at the LAX for terrorism.
What?
For a terrorist attack on an airplane. And see, what had happened was, she's about 4'9",
right,
maybe?
Right,
right. Short little thing. And she had brought, she was coming back from Mexico, and she brought some roach killer stuff inside of a, I guess, glass container, and it actually popped in the airplane, and they thought it was a terrorist attack.
Oh,
wow.
So roach killer filled the cabin.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So they had to do an emergency landing, and she came out on the news. There were soldiers surrounding her, pointing rifles at her. And she was arguing with them, telling them, you guys should pay me for killing all your cockroaches on your airplane. And
I gotta say, this does sound like my kind of family.
Both agreed.
Of these sound not so odd.
I love your great aunt. I love her too.
Yes, I love her.
Right on. Thank you so much for calling. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Right on. Enjoy. 818-955-KLOS.
Who's the crazy person in your family? We were talking about the crazy people in your family that make the holidays fun.
That's one way of putting it.
You have that?
Hello? Well, I've got an interesting situation.
Okay.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Basically, my mother is one of five girls, and they're all nuts. So all the uncles would be in the front room watching football. So all the aunts decided that they were going to be the ones that were going to cook Thanksgiving dinner. So what happens? They get in the kitchen and they start getting drunk and then they start fighting. The kids are running around up underneath the tables and my grandmother's like just being her little, you know, normal baker self or whatever. And the guys have to leave the football thing and separate the women because they're all fighting.
That sounds so fun.
That's Thanksgiving. That's the heart of Thanksgiving.
Right? That's what it's all about.
Breaking up fights.
Breaking up fights. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hello, Kayla West.
Yes.
Who's the crazy one in your family?
My 98-year-old grandma is the crazy one.
All right. What does she do?
She loves to make her pie crust by hand.
Right.
And she'll make, like, as many as you let her, as much flour as we have.
Right.
Last year, we did have to take her to urgent care the next day because she was complaining of chest pains.
Oh, no.
No. She gave herself a pec and bicep workout doing so many pie crusts. So she had muscle aches in her chest. She didn't have chest pains. She had really gone to town on the pie crust.
That sounds weird. She's a machine.
It's like a whole factory. 98 years ago, I guess that's how you did it. So.
Send herself to the hospital.
Yeah.
I love it.
What were you doing? Making pies. That's awesome. Thank you for calling. We need to know about your insane family. Who's the craziest member? Is it you?
818-955-KLOS.
I always loved their artwork, Molly Hatchet. Yep. They just had such cool artwork. Always appreciated it.
If you'd like four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the St. Louis Blues tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena, we will take caller 25 right now. Do a little hockey slang.
I love hockey slang.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
What is that you have in your paws, young Kevin? Do you have tickets to the Kings? We keep giving those away on a pretty regular basis.
Yes, we do. There's a game tomorrow.
And that's what you're giving away right now?
Yep.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there. You want to do a little hockey slang?
Sure.
All right. What does it mean when the puck hits someone in the bread basket?
Oh, that's for the goalie. That's when he takes it to the center.
The goalie's chest. That's correct.
Yeah,
nicely done. Chest. You win.
Oh, cool.
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the St. Louis Blues. It is tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got them for free. Congrats.
Oh, neat. Thank you.
This is our old request fest.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Yes.
It is upon us. So what do you want to hear to get it started?
818-955-KLOS, or if you're still on Twitter, at Kevin N. Slugga.
I don't like what you just said, man. I don't like that at all. That's insane.
Yeah. GUN1111 just tweets us, since it's the 20th anniversary of one of my favorite albums, how about Muse, Time is running out.
20 years?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Is 20 years old? I don't like that kind of nonsense.
It's Kevin and Sligo's All Request Fest.
Question! What would you do with $1 million? Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving one lucky winner $1 million on December 18th in the Million Dollar Moment. Details are at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, did you guys ever play Careless Whisper by Cedar?
We did not.
Yeah, no, we played it a lot, remember?
I mean, we played it all day one day.
The hell out of it.
Yeah, you're lying.
So what do you want to hear today?
A whole lot of Rosie.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. We just didn't realize, but you know what? That sounds good to me.
Cool.
Let's pretend it's a two for Tuesday, shall we? A little additional ach, duck. That's the way Jed the Fish says it. Ach, duck. ACDC. That's twice I talk about him today. All right, thanks, man.
This comes from Captain Disaster Blaster.
Good name.
Whenever someone requests Jane's Addiction, it's always been caught stealing, or Jane says, how about Mountain Song?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Juana's Addiction.
Damn, do I love that song. Mountain that Song. What would you do with $1 million? Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving one lucky winner $1 million on December 18th in the Million Dollar Moment. Details are at yamaha.com. Must be 21 to enter. And they are bringing us the All Request Fest today. So thank you guys for doing that.
So you're saying we have a pair of tickets?
Yeah! We got a pair of tickets to a really cool band that's very KLOS.
Right.
And I'm not going to say who it is. But
okay.
If someone happens to ask for the band tonight, between now and 7.
On our All Request Fest.
That's right. We're going to give you tickets to the show.
All right.
So be thinking KLOS band. Very KLOS band. And good luck getting through.
And I know there's a new Beatles song, but it's not that.
We're going to send you back in time to see the Beatles. Noah, you just happened to ask for the band we have tickets to, and we will send you good luck.
Am I saying who that's from?
Yeah, Kiss, Love Gun.
Thomas Flores.
Thomas.
On Twitter wanted to hear Kiss, Love Gun.
It's been too long since we've heard that one. That was very cool. And what is this? I just was out having a smoke break, and I come back, and there's this piece of paper in front of me. It looks like it's... Is this crayon? It says, Kevin wants to hear... Rage Against the Machine.
All I had is a crayon.
All right.
Use what you got.
Hi.
Hi. It's our All Request Fest.
Yes. I would like to hear Judas Priest. You Got Another Thing Coming.
I love that song.
Well, then play it. The Knack for Carla. Thank you for sending that in, Carla.
Ken! Ken, your order is up. Your Foo Fighters order is up.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
I've been on hold for a while. I just had to jump in the shower.
Wait, you're calling us from the shower?
Yeah.
All right, be sure to wash the flip side.
Yeah, I sure will.
You should have seen Kevin's reaction just now when I said that.
What do you want to hear?
Turn up the radio. Autograph.
Yeah, what?
Turn up the radio by Autograph?
Wow, you caught that!
Yeah, I think.
Well done! I mean, you know, with a song like that, clearly radio's going to play it. Like, when it's brand new.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, turn up the radio. All right, we'll play that song.
Especially on the Old Request Fest.
By the way, what would you do with $1 million? Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving one lucky winner $1 million on December 18th in the Million Dollar Moment. Details are at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter.
We have more time. We've got about another hour of the Old Request Fest. You can call us at 818-955-KLOS.
Or you can hit us up on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. I mean, that's kind of perfect with the holidays coming up. Makes me want to watch the Griswolds again. It's been a little while. Who was that for?
That was for Brandon Speakman on Twitter. Want to hear Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham.
I haven't heard that in a little while. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest.
Thanks for holding for 400 years, by the way.
Hey, you guys are worth it.
Not sure about that, but what do you want to hear?
Yeah, I was wondering, since Sluggo is such a rain fan, and it's going to rain for freaking 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you put on the rain song by Led Zeppelin?
Hey, that's a good idea. I like that idea, and I can't wait for the rain that's supposed to be coming. I forgot. I haven't even mentioned it.
I hate you, Sluggo. I hate you so much.
You are not alone in that, my friend.
I'm sure I'm not. You guys have a great weekend.
A great rainy weekend. I'm telling you, one of these days we're going to have to do an all Jimi Hendrix All Request Fest. Thank you very much for that great request, Tony. We got about, half an hour left of the All Request Fest. If you got something you want to hear, 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned. I lost one American dollar.
I know. I thought you would be able to figure the best place in America to cheat.
Yeah, you think I'm dumb? The list was the top 10 cities that are easiest to cheat on your spouse with.
Which is a nice subject, isn't it?
It's one that I want to lose. Also, we talked about Dr. Ruth being the New York City loneliness ambassador.
And it was one of the more concerning conversations we've had in a while, yeah.
Have a great weekend. And Monday, we've got more tickets for you to go to Disneyland.
That's right. And I'm going to go home and pet the kitty in the rain. So that's going to make for a very wet kitty cat this weekend, I guess. It's supposed to be raining quite a bit. Oh, and by the way, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
We have for you 4 one-day, one-park tickets to experience the holidays at Disneyland Resort. 818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25, and you'll win those tickets. Good luck.
Hello, who is this?
Diane, how are you?
We're good, Diane. What if we were to tell you you were caller 25 and you won the Disneyland tickets?
I would freak out.
Do it. Freak out. I want to hear it.
You won the tickets, Diane. You're caller 25.
Break something.
Get the front door.
Four one-day, one-park tickets to experience the holidays at Disneyland, which go on through January 7th.
Right on. I'm super stoked.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, ABBA officially became the biggest-selling recording group in history on this day in rock back in 1979. Hard rock heroes is what Guns N' Roses were called when they made the cover of the Rolling Stone. On this day in rock in 1988, the first Eagles album since 1979 and their 7th studio album altogether was number 1 on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 2007. That was that Eagles album, Long Road Out of Eden.
Van Halen has a perfect song for you two fellers.
Yes. It is?
Happy trails to you.
I love it. It's really long, though. It's like 8.5 minutes. I think we could do that.